Talk for a minute about what you did as mayor of Louisville, because you really invigorated that town and attracted some nationally prominent companies who weren't in Kentucky, who weren't in Ohio, who made a proactive decision to move to Louisville.
You know, I took office in January of 1986, and we were a pretty lethargic community. It wasn't a community that had a great deal of pride in itself. And you know, I could tell you that I worked on doing this in terms of streets and roads and bridges, and I could tell you I did things regarding parks, and I can tell you we supported the school system and got engaged, realizing that even though they had their own elected officials in the school board, the city was only going to be as successful as the school system was. But the reality is, in retrospect, that as I built or refurbished a waterfront or built a new AAA baseball park or expanded our airport, the one thing I think I was able to do and I take great pride in is getting people to see the glass half full, getting people to begin to take pride in the community and willingness to engage in solving the problems that confronted the community, and begin to realize that we could compete with anybody in the country as we were working on whatever the project might be.
Again, that vision thing, and it's the idea of seeing the art of the possible.
Yep, yep. And being, you know, you got to be able to explain it. It's one thing to have the vision, but if you can't crystallize the specifics in your mind, articulate it in writing and verbally articulate it to folks, you'll never energize them to say, follow me, and look over your shoulder and find out they're there.
So talk for a minute about one of the most interesting things that you initiated as mayor, which was the merger of Louisville and Jefferson County and what that meant for both of those entities.
Well, you know, it was something that we had tried since the late 60s. Louisville, Indianapolis, Nashville, and Jacksonville, Florida, in the late 60s, all voted on merging their city and counties. Indianapolis passed it, Nashville passed it, Jacksonville passed it, and Louisville did not. And we always felt that it was holding us back by having the constant bickering between the city and county. And so we continued to try to get people to look in terms of thinking of our hometown as a community. And in the middle of that word community is the word unity. And you couldn't tell when you were going out some radial from downtown out into the suburbs where you crossed what the old city boundary was into the old county boundary, because the county and the city had become very urbanized, the urban, suburban. They were so interlocked with each other that the success of one was the success of the other, or vice versa. You know, we were like a patchwork quilt. And if there was something fraying at one of the corners, be it in the city or the county, to take the corners of that patchwork quilt, and as it began to fray, it would ultimately put the entire community at risk until the community got together and developed responses to the problem and solved the problem. And so we tried to sell it for a city-county merger on the basis of economic growth, team approach to solving problems, becoming the 16th largest city in the United States when you put our city and county together, having clout in our capital in Frankfort, Kentucky, and we were successful this time.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.